This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Interestingly enough, friends, ABC, CBS, state-run media friends, are omitting the word illegal aliens concerning the illegals bleeding over into the United States of America. These people act as if they're immune from the destruction that takes place. If they come in as illegals, you think they're going to abide by the laws of the land, friends? They are not impervious. These people that are blinding the American people. The state-run media, friends, is just straight up black and white lying to you 24/7. They are destroying your country, friends. They are working hand in glove with this criminal administration from A to Z. And they're busted doing it again. Folks, they're doing this constantly. And again, I just ask those that work, these news anchors, these propagandists, do you think that you're impervious? Do you think that you're immune from the destruction that takes place in this country? Because I'm amazed at the stupidity in which you carry with you. I mean, that you're going to stand down and play the fool for an administration that America laughs at. But I want to say this, America, so everybody can understand why this is happening today in this country. The joke is on you. You can complain about this administration all you want. You can laugh at them. You can demean them. You can demonize them. You can call them out for their crimes because they are criminal, no question about it. But the fact of the matter is it's all on you, and guess who's paying for it? On your dime, friends. You're paying for your own destruction just to show you how spiritual law works. It's a law unto itself, and we see it happening. God said he would repay that nation that forgets him, and that's exactly what we're seeing today. When you get a minute, read Deuteronomy 28. Read Leviticus 26. If you want a different message than that, you're not going to find it here. We need to take responsibility. As a matter of fact, that's what we've been talking about over the last week and a half, and we're going to continue that dissertation as soon as I get done through the introduction. If you'd like to check us out online, friends, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, between that and Bradley Dean. Not my personal page, but my fan page. We have about 130,000 friends, and I love the interaction. Bradley Dean, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Facebook, double E. You can also go over to my personal page if you'd like to check that out, Bradley Dean as well. Also follow us on our Twitter account. We're almost at 10,000. Just starting to build that up over the last couple weeks as well. Doing our part to interact with the nation, friends, with those linking hands, with those linking arms, with those that are willing to stand up and do a little bit more than just stand back and talk about the problems concerning your country. Bradley Dean 1, Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, if you'd like to call in at any time. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
Well, you know, have you ever heard the phrase, happy 2nd of July?
Yes.
For those of you who did not know, the initial date of the Resolution of Independence was approved in a closed session of Congress. It was actually on July 2nd in 1776.
Closed for the right reasons, too, by the way.
That's right. Closed for the right reasons, and of course they made the, you know, the proclamation later, but I want to read a few different things because obviously we're celebrating the 4th of July coming up here on Friday of this week. So I'm going to kind of build up some 4th of July trivia and fun facts for you until we get there. Now, the next day after July 2nd was approved in the session of Congress, the next day John Adams remarked in a letter to his wife Abigail saying this, The second day of July, 1776, will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. Can you believe that? By solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. He's not talking about doing all these extra, you know, just hang out with your family. No, we reaffirm our devotion to God. Now, Congress revised the declaration for final approval on July 4th, 1776.
So the proclamation came on the 4th, not the 2nd.
Yeah, on the 4th. Yes. And then there's another part here where it's celebrated on the 8th for the first time in 1776. But did you know that only two signers of the Declaration of Independence who later served as presidents of the United States were John Adams and Thomas Jefferson? And both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson died the same day, 50 years later, on the 4th of July, on the 50th anniversary.
That's divinity.
Completely divine. Now, a few more fun facts, and we'll move on. Did you know that only John Hancock actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776?
He was a bold brother. Yeah, as a matter of fact, he made it so big. He wanted to make sure that the tyrant King George didn't have to take off his spectacles to read it.
That's right. Talk about a bold, courageous man. And all others signed later. The Declaration of Independence was signed by 56 men from 13 colonies. The average age of the signers of the Declaration of Independence was 45 years old. The youngest was Thomas Lynch, Jr., who was 27 years old, of South Carolina. And the oldest delegate was none other than Mr. Benjamin Franklin, 70 years old, of Pennsylvania. The lead author of the Declaration of Independence was Thomas Jefferson at age 33. Now, if you think about it, 33, that's quite young still. For a young man to be able to put together a document like that, of course, he had help.
Smart guys.
Yeah, it's just like, it's amazing.
Did a show on that, as a matter of fact, just to show you how smart they were. I mean, we had four years old beating out a preacher in a biblical contest, and we're talking about our founding forefathers. That's just one of many. That's very smart individuals. Intellectual giants is what they were.
They really were. They were just a group of men that were divinely put together who made this extraordinary thing because they followed the precepts found in the Bible, our nation today. And two more. The stars on the original American flag, did you know they were actually in a circle so all the colonies would appear equal? They were all in this thing together. They were all working together as a union. And the first Independence Day celebration took place in Philadelphia on July 8th. That was the first celebration after the proclamation on the 4th, 1776. This was also the day the Declaration of Independence was first read in public after people were summoned by the ringing of the Liberty Bell. So a couple of different scenarios on that, July 4th and July 8th. But as you're getting ready to celebrate independence, I know we're working on one of our newsletters going out here on the 4th of July, and one of the things that we made sure to put in there was make sure that you celebrate and honor the sacrifice of those who gave us this nation and who preserved this nation all year round.
Yeah, how much time do we got, Chase? Okay, we got 1 minute, but what I want to do is right when we come back after this break, I want to go through the process, what took place on the congressional floor concerning the Declaration of Independence between Mr. Dickinson and John Adams, just to show you how some see, well, they see destruction while others have hope. I'm one of those guys that have hope, but I don't believe that America's going to get out of it without paying the price this time around. I do believe America's going to be preserved because God is able, and I believe God is merciful. But we're not going to get out of it, friends, in the sense of allowing 57 million babies to be aborted and other countries to be destroyed because of what the American people allow their politicians to do to their countries. But we'll see what happens. But I want to go through John Adams, second president of the United States, and Mr. Dickinson, well, combating on the floor concerning the Declaration of Independence real quick, and then we're going to get back to our dissertation and hopefully bring it to a consummation at Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show at any time, 1-866-233-0747. Stay the course, please. 1-866-233-0747. Now, interestingly enough, I got to hit that off before we start getting back to our dissertation, our discourse that we've been spending time on over the last week and a half. When Congress took in consideration the resolution concerning independence, Mr. Dickinson, he said, quote, "Gentlemen, the consequences involved in the motion now lying before us are of such magnitude that I tremble at the oppressive honor of sharing in its determination. My conduct this day, I expect, will give the finishing blow to my once great and now much diminished popularity. Yet I'd rather forfeit popularity forever than vote away the blood and happiness of my countrymen." In other words, he's preferring slavery through the tyrant King George. He goes on, "Independence will not strengthen us by one man, nor by the least supply, but it may expose our soldiers to additional cruelties and outrage the full fury of British wrath. It will be unleashed. Indians will be loosed on the frontier. Negroes will rise up to slaughter us." He goes, "They will be destroyed by their own admission in New York." In other words, agreeing to the Declaration of Independence. Mr. Dickinson goes on, "The advocates of separation say foreign assistance will be necessary. But at what cost?" said Mr. Dickinson. "Let us imagine a war without victors and the guns fall silent. Many will have bled and sacrificed only to have exchanged the light yoke of Great Britain for the heavy dominion of an avian power. Some have argued that America would become one great commonwealth, but what is to keep 13 unwieldy colonies from splitting asunder?" This is what Mr. Dickinson said. Listen carefully. "I have a strong impression in my mind, fear, Mr. Dickinson, in my mind that this will take place. No, gentlemen, to escape the protection of Great Britain by declaring independence, unprepared as we are, would be to brave the storm in a skiff made of paper. No, it's called trusting in the living God," as John Adams, who's up next. John Adams replied, "Objects of the most stupendous magnitude, measures which will affect the lives of millions, that's us, friends, born and unborn, are now before us," said Mr. Adams. We must expect a great expense of blood to obtain them, but we must always remember that a free constitution of civil government cannot be purchased as too dear a rate, as there is nothing on this side of Jerusalem of greater importance to mankind. My worthy colleague from Pennsylvania has spoken with great ingenuity and eloquence. He has given us a grim prognostication of our national future, but where he sees apocalypse, he said, I see hope. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic, and a republic of laws, not men. Gentlemen, we are in the very midst of revolution, the most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children. That's John Adams. He goes on, I am not without apprehensions, gentlemen, but the end we have in sight is more than worth all the means. I believe, sir, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it. While I live, let me have a country, a free country.
That's such a good point.
Praise
because
God.
If you look at the
Praise
two different
God.
Perspectives of the two different men, one, you know, sees
looked at
hope.
It as opportunity.
That's right, an opportunity. And one foresaw apocalypse. So when you look at the two, we have to remember that our perspective on things is so important. We can say, oh, look what's going on in our nation. This is doom and gloom. Or we can say, look what's going on in our nation. We have a job to do.
That's right.
This is not the end. This is, you know, like no matter what, we always have a job to do. We can always say, listen, well, what about this and what about that? Listen, do your job and everything will take care of itself. Fight for your country, stand up for what you know is right, and go forward rather than, oh, I don't know what
and
we're going to do.
And don't be surprised when you win the day.
That's right.
Don't be surprised when you win the day, friends, because you find that that's exactly what the outcome will be when you actually stand for who we are as Americans. Because, again, God is on our side.
And okay? Keep your eyes fixed upon the author and the finish
of
your
faith.
And
the laws of the Constitutional Republic are on our side. So stand up and fight the same way that our forefathers and ancestors did with much bloodshed on our behalf.
Amen.
Okay, let's get back to this dissertation. Folks, let's go back to 1962, November 22nd. John F. Kennedy was shot down like a dog for the world to see that they could kill. They could get anybody that they wanted to get, said the director of the FBI. Wait a second. I thought Lee Harvey Oswald shot him. Well, folks, I got some pictures right in front of me. And right after John was shot down like a dog for the world to see, it's interesting that over towards the grassy knoll, I have over 200 people running towards the grassy knoll in pursuit of the assassin.
Right. They heard
it. Not in the back,
yep.
But in the front. And if you look at the videos, folks, you'll see that his head flung backwards, not forwards. Okay? Gene Hill was one of those that ran towards the assassin. Okay? A woman, this is what she said, running after President Kennedy's assassin towards the grassy knoll. Again, 200 people ran to the front right when he was shot. Okay? She said this of herself. She said, I only knew that this man had shot the president. He had to be stopped. I didn't have time to think of my own safety.
Mm-hmm.
How do you correlate that, friends, with what we have in America today? You know, I've said this before, and I say it again. We see these stickers that these colors don't run. Do you remember during the Columbine shooting, April 20th, 1999, Eric and Dylan walked into the school? By the way, friends, there was much more activity going on in that school than we were told. It wasn't just two kids. But in saying that, going back to the SWAT team, we have these two kids in schools shooting up the schools, shooting up kids, shooting up teachers. 13 people were killed by these jokers. You know, but I noticed that they had the SWAT teams outside, and the SWAT teams, they had, you know, M16s, they had Glocks on their side. They had shields. There was tanks involved that you weren't told of, friends. There were snipers involved across the schoolyard as well. And what's interesting is I'm noticing a lot of these cops are standing or sitting down while two kids are in the public school shooting it up. Did you know that over 200 of these clowns stood outside, all big and bad, unwilling to go in, break into the school, and protect those kids? You know what their excuse was, friends? We didn't know what we were up against. Now, I'm not trying to be a hard guy, friends, but if my kid's in a public school or a public setting, by the way, if your kid is in a public setting, And I see two clowns, we're told, shooting the school up. And I have the means to go in there and break it up to make sure nobody else gets killed. Daddy's going in. That's the very heart of America. They said we didn't know what you're up against. You've got to be kidding me, friends. Interestingly enough, Time Life magazine, of course, again, the propagandists, they pick up the picture of Dylan with a little handgun. It's the only video footage that we were allowed to see, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't see any other footage because, we might spot something they don't want us to see, right? And keep in mind, they don't have a right to keep that information away from us. Okay? So in saying that, why did they go after the guns? Why did the Clinton administration go after the guns? Oh, one more thing. Have you ever taken the time to see the games that these jokers were playing? Dylan and Eric? Incredible. Folks, we'll talk about this a different day. But, I mean, they have games like Grand Theft Auto. They have a bunch of anarchists going around town, shaking the town down. They even have another game where you can actually have sex with a prostitute. You can kill cops. If you kill enough demons in some of these games, you're promoted by Satan in hell.
Yeah.
By the way, the school shooting Columbine, they now have a game called Columbine.
Yep, I've got that right here. There's a game called Columbine. This game asks players to play the role of two killers who went into their school and killed their fellow classmates and teachers. When players engage in battle, enemies are named by stereotypes or occupations such as preppy girl, janitor, math teacher, and jock type. Once a battle starts, it is impossible to avoid or escape. The player must kill the enemy or die. Once they die, they then find themselves in hell fighting demons and ends with Satan congratulating them for their victories.
Yeah.
And there's another one, Doom 2, which is what Eric played. The player takes the role of an anonymous space marine who has proven too tough for the forces of hell to contain. He fights a bloody battle with demons on Earth after a previous battle with them in hell. The game concludes with the battle in which the player must fire rockets into the exposed brain of the largest demon ever, dodging constant attacks from lesser demons, which spawn infidelity. I mean, indefinitely. It's just...
It's sick. Do you got Pedal Priest on there?
Grand Theft Auto.
By the way, there's another Grand Theft Auto.
Yep.
Yeah, that actually comes with sound effects where you're having sex with a prostitute,
that's
I'm told.
Right. And then there's JFK Reloaded. You were just mentioning about
JFK. You can win $10,000 if you can blow the president's head off. The American people rejected that. But whoever came up with this Columbine game, I would go after the creator and I would take him to the bank.
And
that is criminal.
Absolutely.
And why that would have been allowed in America, I have no idea. But it shows you that people are willing to, you know, they'll
whatever
take a little
money
for anything. Exactly right. They'll sell their stinking souls. But anyways, friends, we're going to come back. Why is it that when a crime is committed, the gun's not thrown in jail, but the person that actually pulled the trigger is thrown in jail? Because the act can't be apart from the actor, friends. We're going to come right back to that when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, over the last week and a half, I've been talking about the My War series. And what's interesting, every high school I do, that 2.5 hour presentation, I do it. So we're actually taking off on these little bunny trails when they come up by chance. I'm better at bunny trails than I am anything else. These little things that feed the people. What was that pedal priest? I'm curious. I'm just really curious before we go back over to this. When a crime is committed, why is not the gun thrown in jail?
Yeah, now this is called Operation Pedal Priest. You play the role of a cardinal in the Catholic Church.
Now just think about the thousands and thousands and thousands of young kids that had been violated by these pedophiles.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're making light of it again. Through a game called Pedal Priests?
Yeah, I mean, these are just...
Now, listen now. Now, because they're telling you the truth, and they want you to think it, that it's just, well, this isn't how it really goes down. But you also got to keep in mind, there's people in government, friends, that commit crimes, and you think that's unthinkable. That's why they do it, because you think that it can never be done by these people that you've entrusted. Well, the fact of the matter is, for the most part, people don't trust these people, and they are capable of the crimes that are being committed. And concerning this game called Pedal Priests, priests are doing this stuff all day long. I could have told you as a little kid there was something wrong with these people.
Yeah.
And it's not just the Catholic Church. It's the Lutherans. It's the Presbyterians. It's like there's an effeminacy from these people, man. It's gross.
Yeah, and the thing is it's the mind of the people that put this stuff together is unbelievable. But Operation Pedal Priest, again, you play the role of a cardinal in a Catholic Church who commits the sin of lust and molests children. The goal is to be sure not to get caught.
A game.
Yep. The goal is to be sure not to get caught when committing the sin and make sure the Enochs, which work as your silencers, intimidate any witnesses from reporting you to authorities. I mean, just sick.
Here, I can go back to a guy named Paul Benazzi. They used to go rip off kids. This kid came out of, he was into forced prostitution as a kid. He said they used to go around and rip kids off. High profile missing kids. He would tell you exactly who they were, how they got ripped off, where they're at now. And he also told them the people that were responsible for actually blocking the investigations was the FBI.
Right.
So, hello, what do you think? Folks, what do you think all these bureaucracies are for? Do you think they're there, seriously, to protect you? Or are they protecting those that they're working for? You need to think about this. And I'm not saying that every facet of the FBI is bad. No. I'm always talking about a small portion, but you know what? We're to get rid of the little leaven, that leaven's the whole
lump. Because we don't deal with the portion that
it
spreads.
Yes.
Exactly. Now, if worse comes to worse in this game, video game that people can play called Operation Pedo Priest, you get caught. You can then get a helicopter rescue, which takes you to the Vatican.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be punished by state law because God only is your judge.
Now, keep in mind, this is exactly what they do, is the priests to cover up priests that are pedophiles. And first of all, if they're covering up for pedophiles, it also tells you that they themselves are committing the crimes. But interestingly enough, what people need to pay attention to concerning these priests is that they'll just shift these priests around. They'll commit the crime somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah. And just in hopes that you'll just shut your mouth. In a lot of cases, people are bought off.
That's right.
So.
And the victims are totally victimized as they go from one place to another. That's why we have to deal with the problem.
Yep.
So it doesn't happen
those
to another
people,
young child.
Those people, I'm absolutely convinced 100% they've already crossed the lines.
Right.
There's no coming back.
Yeah, well,
they've already crossed the lines.
I noticed at the end of this thing it says, well, you know, where you escape man's law or state law, it says, because God only is your judge. It's like jumping from the frying pan into the fire. Of course God's your judge. Like you're going to escape God's wrath.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
You're not going to find pedophilia in Scripture, because it was just, it wasn't thought of, except in Sodom and Gomorrah. And we can see that Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterward live ungodly. And it was Jesus that said, it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and throw yourself or cast yourself into the sea, depending on the version, than to offend one of these little ones.
Right.
So you've gone too far. Had a friend, he was an investigator out in Anoka County in Minnesota here, and he said, Bradley, pedophiles are the nicest people to your face. He said, but you can't turn your back to them.
Yeah.
And they're repeat offenders. He said they cannot be rehabilitated. So anyways, friends, let's get over to the next point. We were talking about when a crime is committed, why is it that the gun's not thrown in jail? But when a crime's committed, they say, let's get rid of the guns. No, no, no. Someone made a choice to pull the trigger, right? Let's go over to Rosie O'Donnell. Let's bring that all the way back to Columbine, April 20th, 1999, which, by the way, was Adolf Hitler's birthday. Interestingly enough, Rosie O'Donnell said after that school shooting, she said, anybody that owns a gun should go to jail. Okay. Now, interestingly enough, someone caught on to Rosie O'Donnell's hypocrisies immediately, and he put on the back of his tire cover on his van, he said, blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat.
That's such a great point.
Oh, it really is. Maybe we should have a spoons make people fat, so have a spoon ban.
Yeah, you could blame anything. You know, oh, this fire started. Let's put matches and make sure that no one gets a match. It's a person who abuses
stupidity.
What they have.
Yeah, it's stupidity, and that stupidity is thrown on the American people by bureaucrats, namely the representation. Again, it's like when the two towers fell. Box cutter knives? You've got to be kidding me, friends. If I'm on an airplane, you see some joker that says he's going to take the plane and drive it into a building because he's got a box cutter knife, do you think 200, 300 people in that airplane are going to stand down?
Yeah.
Oh, who are they kidding, friends? Well, they're kidding enough people to get this far, aren't they? Going back to Rosie O'Donnell, interestingly enough, Rosie O'Donnell's bodyguard was busted applying for a gun permit to protect Rosie and her family.
A little hypocrisy.
Oh, so I get it. So we peasants, we can't defend ourselves, but you elitists, you can defend yourself.
And your children.
Not. The United Nations says, let's get rid of guns. We need peace. Folks, peace is brought forth through the enforcement of the law. Okay? We don't need the United Nations in New York with a pistol out in the front of their building with the snub tied in a knot trying to stupefy everybody. And I'll tell you how you just expose them for who they are over there in New York. It's just go inside of the building. Why do they have armed guard protecting all the people on the United Nations building? I don't understand.
They do?
Yeah. See, people don't think that far.
Yeah.
Why is it that the United Nations uses missiles, drones, tanks, M16s, AKs, whatever the case might be. Why is it that they use guns? Wait a second. How about this? The peace.
Oh,
whose peace?
Their peace.
Exactly. We don't have an issue, friends, with our laws. We just need them enforced to put the fear of God in man, not to commit the crime, right? Benjamin Franklin rightly said, no free people will ever be disbarred the use of firearms. So someone must be, well, they're trying to enslave us if they're trying to disarm us. Ben Franklin rightly said, no free people will ever be disbarred the use of firearms. Your Second Amendment right declares the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. See, friends, where guns are mandatory, crime plummets. In 1982, the town of Kennesaw, Georgia, passed a law requiring all able adults, except convicts or felons, of course, to have a gun. They had only one murder from an out-of-state criminal with a gun and have had no increase in crime or violence in 12 years.
Because they were armed, not
exactly
because
right.
they were not.
Matter of fact, they went out, I believe it was a couple towns outside of Kennesaw, Georgia, and they asked criminals, why is it that they never committed crimes in Kennesaw, Georgia? They said, because we knew that Kennesaw was armed.
Of course.
See how that deters crime, friends? Annie Hendrick and Sally Skidmore are two women in their 80s who were beaten in their homes. This is in England. And this is why we have two more reasons, if they're needed, as to why vulnerable householders must have the right to defend themselves against violent intruders. I have a picture of both these women violently brutalized.
I mean, they're black and blue. They've had their faces bashed in.
Do you remember when we were in Florida? And we've seen, because there are a lot of people in Florida that travel to Florida from around the world, namely English people.
Mm-hmm.
And remember we asked the English people, you know, what's it like being disarmed over there? She said, sometimes it takes 45 minutes for the cops to show up. And she said, if they show up at all.
How much crime takes place in 2 minutes?
All the
45
criminals
minutes?
Love that.
Yeah.
Yes, they're on our side. That's right. Here's the other thing. Over in Europe, you want to talk about scary lawlessness, friends. They call it law. It's a lack of law. It's a judgment turned upside down, judgment backwards. A woman was violated so many times, her house was broken into so many times that she finally put up chicken wire around her house. She was taken to court by her own government, and the judge told her she needed to pull down the chicken wire lest she should hurt one of the intruders.
Okay, so don't worry about her getting hurt. Let's worry about the criminal getting hurt.
Shows you how sick in
and
the
backwards.
Mind these people are. Yeah, this is demonic stuff, friends. There was one time a lady was walking down the street, and she had a button on and said, proudly unarmed.
Stupidity to the max.
Oh, I'm not even going to say anything.
Rob me. Flash my light.
Gun control is not about guns, friends. It's about control. And friends, just to kind of tie things up right there, it's just where we're at today. All of the stuff that I've been talking about up to this point is a plethora of topics that I deal with the young people. Once I show them how stupid they are to submit to the crimes that are being thrown on them, guess what they want to do? They want to stand up. I mean, matter of fact, when I talk about the gun control issue, when I talk about the drug issue, when I talk about a lot of these topics, the kids are all looking at me, nodding their heads.
They get it.
I knew it. How many times have we heard kids say, it's like somebody flicked a light on. You turned a light on. I knew it, but I couldn't put words to it. It was in my heart.
Everything's going crazy in a good way. It's just you're starting to actually think, and you have like these questions getting answers to you, and like lights are shooting on. That's the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, the entrance of the word is simple, right?
That's right.
Understanding, and it's really that simple to understand what we're talking about. As a matter of fact, probably over the last week and a half, those that have been listening are probably saying, whoa, I never thought about that before. That's why we have to think. This is why it's so important for us to know the doctrine, the Word of God, and our founding documents, friends. Because once you begin to flow by the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you what, lights are always on, your eyes are wide open, and things that may be hard for others to understand that don't read the Word of God are really simple for you, because the Holy Ghost is enlightening you to show you the difference between the hand of the Lord and the hand of a tyrant. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Last segment coming up, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Going to the signers of our Declaration of Independence. How convenient. Five signers were captured by the British as traitors and tortured before they died. These are your forefathers. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army. Another had 2 sons captured. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside when she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields were laid to waste, and for more than a year he lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and his children vanished. A few weeks later, he died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Morris and Livingston suffered similar fates. Your forefathers, friends. Speaking of POWs, prisoners of war, and MIA, missing in action, during World War I, there was 3,350 men that were MIA. Korea, 8,172 that were MIA. Persian Gulf, 41 that were MIA. World War II, 78,777 men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States were MIA. Vietnam, there was 2,260 men and women that went missing in action. They never came home, friends. You loving that freedom you got? You know, interestingly enough, when you go to Washington, D.C., friends, you go to the Vietnam Wall. About 30 yards away from it, right by between the Vietnam Wall and the Abe Lincoln statue, the rotunda over there. It's interesting they have trees that are fenced up. And there's little warning signs concerning those trees that you better not hurt those trees. I'm trying to exemplify here for you, friends, the mentality that you're dealing with in this country. These people are dangerous. They care more about the trees, friends. But don't worry about the 58,000 men and women that were killed in Vietnam. It shows you where their priorities are. And it shows you, America, where your priorities are, that you allow them to do this kind of stuff in the first place. It's incredible to me. We cannot blame anybody for where we're at today because they only do whatever you let them get away with. Every time I do a tea party, the first thing I'll tell them is I want you to understand that I'm not talking about a third world country. This may have been a message for a third world country back in the 50s, but not today, 2014, friends. I'm talking about your country. And I'm talking about what you're tolerating. If anybody will look at a Barack Hussein Obama, and let's say he was president of a country over in the Middle East, America would say, can you believe those people that put up with that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Look what that man is doing to those people. Well, friends, he's doing it to you because you're allowing him to do it to you. And anybody that would have the audacity to get angry at me for telling you the truth, don't shoot the messenger because you know it's true.
Yeah. If there's dust in the room and you pull back the curtain and you expose the dust, it's not the curtain's fault and the sunlight's fault. The dust was already there. We're simply pointing out what's already there, and it's plain to see if you can't see it already.
The commandment is a lamp, the law is light, and the reproofs of correction are the instructions of righteousness. World War I, 116,516 Americans fought, bled, and died. World War II, 405,399 fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America. Make valid, okay, through their blood. Korea, 36,516 men and women fought, bled, and died. Vietnam, 58,151 Americans. My cousin was killed there. Iraq and Afghanistan to date, 8,000-plus Americans fought, bled, and died. Now you have this criminal. You're allowing this criminal to take more of your boys and more of your girls and send them back over to Iraq again. Remember, it wasn't supposed to last for more than 6 months, friends. And let me even take it back further than that. What did Iraq have to do with the two towers falling? Absolutely nothing. I didn't say that. President Bush did. Man, the kids are, man, they're just expendable. Who cares?
Yeah, it's not my kid.
It ain't my kid. But when it is your kid, then you begin to understand, and then ministry is born, isn't it? How many people wake up after the fact? When I'm doing high school assemblies, friends, what I'll do is I'll ask the students, I'll say, what would you think of me after seeing the price paid for their freedoms, which they do not know, which they do not understand, what would you think of me if I said, let's go to a veteran memorial and let's desecrate their memories. Let's paint their headstones. Let's party everything away that they fought, bled, and died to give us. No way. The young people say, no way. Bradley, if you do that, you disrespect them, I will rip your heads off. Here, this is what I say. Little children, if your parents will not come to Christ, come and go to heaven without them. And guess what I'm hearing all across the country, friends? The young people saying, I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stand up. I'll fight. I'll do whatever it takes to preserve what we have. Hey, Bradley, hey, to those that have fought, bled, and died, you're no longer here. I'm sorry for what I've done in the past. Hey, Jesus on the cross, I did not realize that it was my sin that I was violating before your just and holy law until you showed me your just and holy law. I repent. Holy Ghost, I thank you for empowering me and that I'm born again in the Spirit of the Most High God. John 3:3. See how that works, friends? Real easy. It's not complicated, but these are things that are, these are the holes and the messages that people give today. These are the things that they omit. The answer to America's dilemma is this. First of all, God is a merciful God, but keep in mind He's also a judge. Repentance is the most important thing for a revival because God will not revive what isn't dead. And men in this country are not dead to their sin. They're alive to it. All the way to hell. The most important message that we can, both in the natural, is show them the price paid for their freedoms, and in the spiritual, show them Christ crucified. And show them that somebody died for what they have today. Because as I say in the natural, freedom is not given unto you to do what you want to do. Freedom was given unto you to do what you ought to do. And you do it not by force, not through legal means. You do it because you see that God, in His mercy, sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins. And Scripture tells me that I live unto Him who died for me. Not hard to do. Friends, it's not hard to fight for what you love. What's up?
It's just like the Puritans. I was just thinking, the Puritans used to study the five wounds of Christ, and that's one of the major foundations of their theology. They would study the cross, study Christ, study the wounds that He was inflicted with for our freedom spiritually, and that's exactly what we should be doing in the natural as well.
Always.
Yeah, studying the wounds, studying the sacrifice, studying exactly what these men and women went through so we could have freedom, because that's the only thing that's going to bring it down to the heart. That's the only thing that's going to bring it back to the foundation.
That's right. And taking it past just talk, you know what you never have to tell a man that is truly repentant for his sins before a just and a holy God?
What to do.
That's exactly right. You never have to tell a man what to do that's born of the Spirit. You never do. He's fruitful on his own.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to tell him what he's supposed to do.
Right. He's motivated on
it. I remember a guy in a youth pastor, youth ministry. He's a youth pastor out in Minneapolis one time. He walked up to a man of God and he said, "What am I supposed to do?" The old man, 89 years old, turned around and rebuked him and he said, "You ask the Lord that."
Right.
Duh.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Folks, I, my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I'm about to enter, so help me God. Folks, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Folks, ask not what your God can do for you, ask what you can do for your God. God bless America. Yes, He has. Now, bless America, God. That is my conclusion.
Bless God, America. Amen. Now, I want to say this, too. Now, going back
what
to...
What did I say?
No, America...
bless God.
You said it the opposite way. Now,
oh, sorry.
Now, America, we need to bless God. It's the whole thing. We always say, God bless America, God bless America. God has blessed America.
Totally.
It's time for America to start blessing and honoring God. Get it right.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so irritating and frustrating. People say, oh, you know, in the convenient times, let's pray for the family. You know, when something bad happens, oh, God bless America. Well, what about the other days of the year? Well, we don't think about God then. We don't pray for other families then. It's just on these special occasions.
And I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something. That's where the Lord's eyes are. That's where the Lord's ears are. What are you doing in between?
That's exactly
that's
right.
That's what He's paying attention to.
And that's
to.
Exactly what I mentioned earlier was our message on our newsletter, because we've got a one going on the 4th of July. We say, honor these veterans and their sacrifice and those who have sacrificed for our country all year round. Don't just give them a standing ovation as a 4th of July parade. Live for what they died for all year long. And for those of you who'd like to join together with us, because we can do this thing together, we can push the flag up together. Remember, going back to Dickinson and Adams, it's your perspective, it's your mindset. It's are you believing in God or trusting in yourself? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can become a son or daughter of liberty and support us on a consistent monthly basis. It helps us get out there and do what we need to do. Or you can make a one-time secure donation. All your donations are tax deductible. We appreciate the support to link arms, because together we can restore
together.
America. We don't want to change anything. We want to restore back to the old paths. And for those of you who'd like to get our price t-shirt, speaking of the price paid for our country, it's our product of the week this week. It's got what's the price of your freedom? Ask a veteran on the front. And then what's the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God on
and
the back.
And we got some new stuff coming out as well, so stay tuned, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, we'll talk to you in 23 hours. We got Bradley and Stephanie. We love you by what we do. Again, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. Talk to you in 23. We're going to talk about something different.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials
to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.